Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And I am chatting to one of my favourite musicians of all time, Frank Booker. How are you doing this morning?
What an introduction. Thank you so much. Nice to be here, Candace. Thanks for having me on. What a nice thing to say. Hey. I'll come and talk to you anytime.
I am a woman of the truth and you are a man of the tunes. Please tell us what you have been up to recently. You have been brewing some very, very exciting bits.
Yeah, it's a particularly busy weekend, this one. I've got a show up in Auckland tonight with a very iconic, bona fide legend. The word legend's thrown around a bit, but Ron Trent, who's a sort of pioneering Chicago house DJ, and doing a show with them in Auckland tonight at the Hollywood Avondale, and then get that out of the way and jump on the plane tomorrow and come down to Dunedin and do a show with you guys. So it's very exciting. So yeah, it's been a busy-ish summer of, you know, going around the festivals, few festivals and shows, Flamingo Pier, Electric Ave, and things like that. And yeah, starting up this new project, which is called Music First, which is part of the Ron Trent show tonight. So yeah, exciting. I like kind of lots of plates moving at the same time. And I love being busy. I love it.
Yes, fingers in all of the pies possible. You beat me to it there. You have had a very, very busy summer, played basically everywhere and anywhere, and it looked like you have had a fantastic time. What was your favourite spot you played at during the summer? Because you get to play some pretty beautiful spaces.
Well, funnily enough, normally I do Splore. I'm pretty much a regular there, but because of Electric Avenue being on the same weekend, I wasn't there, so I got to do that. I think my favorite festival this summer was probably, it was almost like a tie between Flamingo Pier, you know, who again I do a lot of work with. They were back on Waiheke Island. That was a lot of fun. And then the weekend after that was a festival called Shipwrecked, which is up a couple of hours north of Auckland. And that was really cool. That sort of reminded me of, proper old school outdoor rave type of vibe. So it was fun. It's been like a summer of variety. And now it's kind of, I don't know, winding down, I guess. But there's still fun to be had. I don't really discern between summer and winter. There's always room to have a party. You know, whether it's indoor or outdoor or whatever, I'm like, music needs to be heard and danced to, you know?
Exactly. I'm with you there. As long as there is, like, semi-solid ground to stomp my feet on and just, like, speakers blast in air, I'm happy.
Exactly. Yeah, I kind of like the winter months and just, you know, like, proper club nights as well. So, you know, variety is the spice. So, yeah, I've never played at this Eric's venue where we're at tomorrow night, so I'm looking forward to checking that out as well. It'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be a lot of fun. Eric's used to be this brewery called New New New, and I have been to maybe one or two gigs there, but it is this beautiful, like, huge space, and I cannot wait for it to be filled with the sounds of Frank Booker. But first, you mentioned before you have a gig on tonight, very exciting, part of your new project. Tell us a little bit about it for those who may not be familiar.
Yeah, so it's a project I'm doing with an old friend of mine called Samuel Harmony, who was, for those of you down there might not know, but he was running a festival up here called Beacon, and also a party called Friendly Potential, where they would bring in sort of international DJs, and that wrapped up sometime last year. And I just had this like funny feeling at the start of the year. I had a couple of weeks off, and I was on social media, might have been Instagram or something like that. And I'm not going to name names here, but looking around and like a lot of the posts around DJing and gigs and stuff like that, it was like seemed like it was more about the performative aspects of DJing rather than the music itself. I was like, man, when did things get so crazy that no one even really talks about the kind of music which is so central to a party, as opposed to, you know, how many followers you've got or, you know, all the smoke and mirrors that goes with sort of modern DJing. So it's a very, very simple idea. And I said to him, I was like, man, we should try and do something and just really put on the music that we love. And you know, if we get a chance to highlight artists, I guess like Ron Trent, we should definitely, not that we had him booked then, like it was very strange because we decided to do this. And then about a week later, he came up as being on the radar. I was like, oh my God, this is
perfect.
Serendipitous timing. So you know, it's an honor to have him as a guest. And yeah, just taking it back to old school kind of roots of the party, you know, like with the party's the party, and don't face the DJ if you don't have to. Look at the people you're dancing with, you know.
Look
at your phone, like all of that stuff. Just be in the moment and enjoy it, you know.
Yeah, I was literally just about to ask you where you stand on that. I think that we have a lot of discussion in the like DJ and music scene at the moment, particularly with like dance music, electronic music, where people are like, when did we start facing the DJ? Because I think not only does it, you know, take away from the sound system, which is a really massive culture in music as a whole, but especially electronic music. And I think also as a DJ, it can give you that pressure to have to perform or like look interesting when you're playing music rather than just the tunes speaking for themselves.
100%. I always sort of laugh and I'm like, if you've ever seen me play before, I look like an old man making a pizza or something, you know, like I'm just sweating away, working hard, trying to make things sound nice, but there's really not too much of a visual aspect to it. And as such, I'm like, there would be so many more interesting things going on around you on the dance floor, I'm sure, if you put your gaze in that direction, or even just close your eyes, actually. You know what I mean? It's like, it's such a strange thing, and it's just become normalized. And I guess, you know, you could probably even look at things like the Boiler Room and kind of go, you know what, they're partially responsible too, because it's kind of putting this focus on the DJ and even people dancing alongside them and doing something or whatever. I'm like, forget all of that. Forget all devices. Just existent for a few hours in a moment and just soak it up, you know?
100%.
I sound like an aging hippie, but I think you get the concept, right?
No, for sure. And I think it's a massive, like, if you get it, you get it situation, you know? So
not to worry.
I will bring my smoke and mirrors alongside you tomorrow night. I'll bring a big old sheet and I'll just stand in front of you with, like, my arms up.
Yeah.
Nobody look at Frank. Just listen to the tunes. And
funny enough, guys like Moody Man used to do that years ago. He would, like, and it was like, okay, that's the other extreme end. Like, I don't, you know. Not that fine, but it's sort of like, yeah, just, you know, it would be lovely. I would love to play at a place where, like, the DJ was sort of hidden and it was just, like, a massive dance floor and you couldn't even tell where the DJ was. That would be amazing to me.
Well, if anybody wants to come through and not see Frank Booker tomorrow, because I'll be hiding him with a massive white sheet, come along to Eric's tomorrow night. Tickets are online from humanitix.com. 9 p.m. kickoff. Now, you played in Dunedin last year, so it hasn't been too long since you've played, but are you excited? How are you feeling?
I am. Oh, yeah, I love it. I love playing in Dunedin. I think the place that I played is now closed, isn't it? Dive Bar.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I played there. That was a lot of fun. Like, it was, you know, as long as I can get to do some twists and turns, I'm good. You know, like, one thing that I don't, like, if I'm on a festival thing and you play for an hour, that's quite hard for me to do much in an hour because, you know, a lot of the songs are longer, so you might only end up playing, like, 8 songs or something like that. So, you know, to have at least a couple of hours to do your thing is fun, and you know, as long as people are ready to go with you, that's cool. You know, like I had a lot of fun at Dive, and I think it'd be even more fun tomorrow night. I can't wait.
Yoo-hoo! Hey, I can't wait either. If you have not had the absolute pleasure of seeing Frank Booker live before, you need to get in and grab your tickets, because it is honestly like the highlights of my year is seeing Frank Booker live on support. We have Aiken, the South Coast Systems legends. Those guys are so awesome. As well as Serotonin, back-to-back with Candy, who is me. And Serotonin is literally a monarch of electronic music here in Dunedin. Very excited to play alongside her. Frank, thank you so much for your time. Love your work. Can't wait to see you here tomorrow night. Yoo-hoo!
See you tomorrow. Thank you for your time, Candace.
Yeah, how good. That was Frank Booker on all of his new bits. Music first, very exciting. Gig tomorrow, get along. Hey, we're just having a great time here. We're having a great time here for you. The Frank Booker remix of Molly and the Chromatics with Hold Tight, 9:58. I'm chatting to Wet Denim in a couple minutes. Keep it locked. Keep baking.
Seebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.